Hi, welcome. My name is Lane and I'll be guiding you through this body scan today. The body scan is designed, this one, to be practiced at work. Therefore, it's relatively short, so you can easily practice this during your lunch break or any moment through the day. It's your choice to either lay down or to sit on a chair in a place where you cannot be disturbed for the following 15 or 20 minutes. We are going to close our eyes, so make sure you are in a place where you feel comfortable. And we take this time to unwind and be more fully present in the body, especially at work, but also in daily life. When we get caught up in our tasks, we have the tendency to ignore our bodies and live completely in the mind. And that's what happens when we get stressed, that we cannot feel the body signals anymore. And that already warns us in an early stage to take a step back. So the purpose of the body scan is to create more awareness of your body, how it feels and how it connects to the mind. And the more often you practice this body scan, the more awareness you cultivate throughout the day, that in turn will help you to become more resilient towards stress. Also important to keep in mind is that every day is different. So some days the body scan will help you relax, some days it won't, and that's what it is. It's actually not the purpose to relax, but when it does so, enjoy it. The ultimate purpose of this body scan is to create awareness, also during the moments when the body does not feel well, or the mind is distracted. So you are not doing the exercise wrong. Try to practice with an open mind, be kind to yourself, and do this body scan with curiosity. So we're going to start. I invite you to sit or lay down and see if you can find a position where you can be still. The purpose is to stay awake, but in case you do fall asleep or your mind wanders off, just pick up from where we left. Now bring your awareness to the back of the body where it touches the floor or the chair. Be aware of the touch of your heels or your feet on the floor, the hips and parts of the back touching either the floor or the chair. Notice where your arms and your hands are resting. Awareness of your shoulders, the back of the head. Be aware of the whole back side of the body. Feel that you're being carried by the floor or the chair. Can you let go and be carried? Or is there maybe tension and control? Just something to be aware of. And on the front of the belly, your belly is moving on the rhythm of the breath. Now feel and follow the moving of the belly when you breathe in and out. Feeling it expanding on an inhale and releasing on an exhale. And then from the belly, move your awareness all the way down to your left leg and to your left foot. Bring curious attention to the toes of the left foot. Zooming in. Are your toes warm or cold? Can you distinguish the toes from each other? Maybe you notice that you don't feel anything at all, and that is also fine. Just the experience. What can you notice? Bringing your awareness to the sole of the foot, to the heel, and then to the top of the foot, And then bring all those together. Awareness of the whole left foot. Now, is it heavy or light? Can you be with your attention inside the whole left foot or around it? Can you feel the skin? Or contact with a sock or a shoe? Can you feel the difference now with your right foot? And now combine it with your breath. Imagine breathing in and out of the left foot, expanding the foot on an inhale and releasing it on an exhale. And let's do that for a couple of times on your own pace. Breathing in and out through the nose, expanding the foot on an inhale in your imagination and releasing it on an exhale. Now move your attention slightly upwards to the left ankle, the joint of the ankle, the skin, any physical sensation in the left ankle. And then a little bit more further up to the shin in front, slowly journeying along through the lower leg to the knee. The whole joint of the knee. Any sensations there? Maybe tingling or numbness, warmth or cold, maybe pain. Gently from the left knee to the upper leg. The large muscles in the front, the muscles in the back, and the whole left leg all the way to the left buttock. Now with your mind's eyes, look inside the whole leg, all the way to the left foot and toes again. Awareness of the whole left leg. See if you can again breathe in and out of the left leg. Now bring your awareness again to the center of the body, the belly button, feeling the breath again. And from there, bring your attention to the right foot, to the right toes. Are any of the toes touching each other? Can you sense that? Any sensations you can notice in the foot? The sole or the heel? The top of the right foot? Now bring your awareness to the whole right foot. With curiosity, what can you experience there or not experience there? The skin, contact with a sock or a shoe, the muscles, the joints, breathing in and out of the right foot. Now on an out breath, bring your awareness to the right ankle, the calf, in front shin, the lower leg. Breathing in and out the whole lower leg in your own way. Slowly bring your awareness upwards to the right knee. Any specific sensations there? In the front or maybe the back? Bringing the attention to the upper leg, the muscles in the front, again the quadriceps, and the big muscle, the hamstring on the back. Any tension there? Traveling our attention upward to the right groin, the right buttock, and the whole right hip. moving upward again to the belly. And then we're breathing in and out through the whole right leg. Taking time from the center of the body, being aware of the whole right leg. Expanding on an inhale and releasing on an exhale. Now from the pelvis, from the sacrum, following the spine, bringing your awareness to the muscles and the vertebrae in the lower back. It's often a place where we can feel tensed or a little tiredness or maybe pain. So what is your experience there in the lower back? And can you again just be with those sensations without wanting to change your experience? From the lower back, continuing upward through the middle of the spine all the way to the top, to the shoulder blades on both sides of the spine, following the vertebrae up to the neck, to the highest neck vertebra. Breathing in and out, being aware of the neck, the spine, the tailbone. On the out-breath, we breathe alongside the neck, the spine, and the tailbone. And when you inhale, you travel again all the way up from the tailbone, the middle back, the upper back, to the neck. Breathing up and down along the spine. And let the breath flow in and out as you travel with your awareness along the spine. Now bring your awareness again to the belly button, the movement of the breath there. Now be aware of any sensations inside the belly, traveling up to the lower ribs. Maybe the lower ribs are moving when you breathe in and out. Awareness of the chest area, the left breast, the right breast, and in the center, the chest bone. And inside the chest, the lungs that takes oxygen in on an in-breath. Maybe you can feel the heart beating. Imagine those two organs working together, how oxygen flows into the lungs on each in-breath, and how the heart pumps red blood cells alongside the lungs, and how with every heartbeat and every breath, each part of the body, each organ receives oxygen. All automatically, the miracle of breathing. And now from the heart and the lungs, bring your awareness to the left shoulder, to the left arm, and to the left hand, traveling all the way down to the fingertips. What can you notice there? Attention in the whole left hand. Does the hand feel heavy or light, warm or cold? Any tingling sensations? Any moist you feel between the fingers? And from the hand, we move to the left wrist. Can you feel your heartbeat in the left wrist. And from your wrist to the forearm, bringing our awareness to the left elbow, the upper arm, and again to the left shoulder. Breathing in and out through the whole left arm, from the fingertips all the way to the left shoulder. Moving again to the other shoulder, the right shoulder, to the right arm, the hands, all the way to the fingertips. Can you feel the palm of the hand? The whole right hand, sensations that are more at the forefront or smaller ones. Being with the right wrist. And to the right forearm, the right elbow, the upper arm, the right shoulder. Breathing up and down the whole right arm. From the fingertips, traveling up, breathing into the shoulder. And breathing out. Now let's move our awareness a little bit further up to the neck. How does it feel? Any sensations of stress? Any tense muscles there? Just be curious. From the neck on the back to the throat in the front. Does the throat feel open or closed? And can you feel the breath through the throat? Bringing our awareness even further up to the face. How do your eyes feel? Are they heavy? Are they moving or lying completely still? Can you notice any tension behind or around the eyes? And the eyebrows? Awareness of the jaws, often a place where we can store a little tension, where we can feel that we have stress carrying with us the jaws. Any sensations there? The nose, both nostrils, where the breath is flowing in and out. The warm sensations of the out-breath underneath the nose. The left cheek, the right cheek, the muscles around the mouth, the lips inside of the mouth, the teeth, the tongue, the tip of the tongue, the skull, the back of the head, and then the whole head, breathing in from the fingertips through both arms, the shoulders, the neck, and the head. Breathing out from the head all the way down to the fingertips. And then for the last couple of breaths, bring your awareness to the whole body, including the legs and the feet. Being aware of the whole body, breathing up and down. Expanding the whole body on an inhale and releasing on an exhale. Breathing in through the nose. And if you wish, a big exhale through the mouth, letting go of any tension. Breathing in. And a large exhale out through the mouth. Last couple of times.